This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Alan, when there is a vaccine, are you going to require all of your passengers to be vaccinated before they get on a plane?
Yeah, we are looking at changing our terms and conditions to say for international travellers that we will ask people to have a vaccination before they can get on the aircraft. Whether you need that domestically, we'll have to see what happens with COVID-19 in the market, but certainly for international visitors coming out and people leaving the country, we think that's a necessity.
Been tested positive.
Help! Get back here! Help!
You okay?
Help. No.
The number of errors made by these overworked, not very experienced lab staff increase. I think it's not unreasonable to say a best guess of the false positive rate at the moment, what's called the operational false positive rate, is about 5%. 5% of 300,000 is 15,000 positives. I think some of those positives are real. I don't think it's very many. Now, the problem with this false positive issue, it doesn't just stop at, quote, cases. It extends to people who are unwell and go to hospital. So people who go to hospital having tested positive, and it could be a false positive, and I think most of them are at the moment. If you go to hospital and you've tested positive previously, or you test positive in hospital, you'll be counted now as a COVID admission. Although there are more people in hospital now than a month ago, this is normal for autumn. Regrettably, people catch respiratory viruses and become ill, and some will die. I just don't believe it's got anything to do with COVID-19 anymore. There are more people in intensive care beds now than there were a month or so ago. That's entirely normal. As we move through late autumn and into the early winter, those beds become used. But there aren't more people than is normal for the time of year, and we're not about to run out of capacity, certainly at a national level. But I think you know where this is going now. If you should now die, you'll be counted as a COVID death. But that's not correct. These are people who might have gone to hospital having had a broken leg, for example, but 3% of them will still test positive, and they haven't got the virus. It's a false positive. And if they die, they'll be called a COVID death, and they are not. They've died of something else.
Chief Science Officer of the whole company, Michael Yeadon, telling you what all the other top scientists are saying. We're told, oh, believe the science that comes out of Bill Gates' mouth. All lies. And they've now, on Twitter, Facebook, you name it, banned the former Chief Science Officer, of one of the three largest drug companies in the world. Because NewsGuard, run by Bill Gates, decides what's real and what isn't. Boy, that's 1984 on steroids. That article is out of the Jewish Voice. Now, I put a headline up today that I've thought about doing for a long time but haven't done yet for the live show. And it says it all. It says, this might be my last broadcast, Alex Jones. And I have had many points in my life where I've almost said this on air because the situation was so serious, but it never rose to the occasion. I'm not saying it's my last broadcast, but now I have to treat every minute on air as if it could be my last. And I'm going to explain to you why and really just tell you the truth. But it's the only thing I can do about how serious the situation is and what we're facing. This is a predatory, diabolical, super aggressive scientific dictatorship taking over, whose end game is total human extermination, in their own words. And the public has lived so free and so happy for so long, we are completely ill-prepared to deal with what is now hitting us. The bottom has fallen out. We are now inside the New World Order trap. The extermination is now accelerating. They're coming to kill you. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out from the inauguration and possibly the end of the Republic. That doesn't mean that the Republic can't rise again. Unlike people, countries and ideas and systems can rise from the ashes. But if Joe Biden's able to wiggle his way into the White House and scam his way into the White House and get the nuclear codes and all the rest of it, then I will officially make the statement and put an article out declaring the United States dead and creating a tombstone. Hell, I might even have it carved in stone. And in fact, I will, and placed here in the TV, radio, newsroom. And then carve beneath it, reborn, dash. And hopefully we could have the nation be reborn, and I can then have someone come carve in stone, a stonemason, that the Republic has been reborn. But you could put, really, on the tombstone, United States of America, born 1776, July 4th, died January 20th, 2021. Undoubtedly, it's the end of the Republic. And it's not like we're just collapsing into some banana republic and that it's a sad thing. No, it's a horrible thing because we're being absorbed by the globalist technocrats. So let me do this. Let me just get into it right now. So I'll normally come on and tell you what's coming up, then end up spending an hour just getting into the basic news, never hitting the heart of the matter. But let me just now square up and just tell you the awful truth. It's bad. And by admitting it's bad, we have a shot at stopping it and turning it around. But that tombstone is very real. United States of America, born July 4th, 1776. The United States of America died January 20th, 2021. Because if we don't admit how grave the situation is, we don't have a shot at stopping this. Now, I have been reading and studying the globalist for 30 plus years. I've been on air for 27. And I've never put a headline out like they just had on screen. This could be my last broadcast. Tune in if you want to save yourself. The globalists have accelerated their timetable. and are planning to engineer a complete global collapse on the ashes of which they will construct the new future. I shot that out in a voice memo real quick to the fellow filling it out right before I went live, and he didn't quite get exactly what I said, talking 100 miles an hour, so we'll fix that headline. My fault. But or make it more congruent where it makes sense. But we're moving fast here. On the ashes of which they will build the post-human future. That's what I said. On the ashes of which they will build their post-human future. Now, I want viewers and listeners to understand, you can be a school teacher, you can be an auto mechanic, you can be a factory worker, you can be a farmer, you can be a psychologist, you can be an FBI agent, you can be an army officer, you can be a florist, you can be a dentist, you can be a nurse, you could be an insurance accountant, you could be a prize fighter, you could be a rock star, you could be a movie star, you could be a football coach. You could be a 90-year-old person in a nursing home looking out the window. But you have been targeted by this predatory system for annihilation. And there comes a point in an operation like this where the whole thing collapses into the black hole they've created. And we're now going into that point. We're now already in the acceleration chamber, and we were at the crossroads of liberty versus tyranny, but we're now being sucked into the tyranny. We're now rapidly holding on with our fingernails at the crossroads, about to be sucked in. And then it's going to be just like getting caught in a riptide that pulls you under. You got to hold your breath and just hope it pops you back up before you drown. Most people panic, suck in salt water, and die. I've been sucked in by one when I shouldn't have been swimming out there with red flags. And just relaxed. Shot me out 20 seconds later. Kind of fun. But that's because I knew what to do. You are about to be sucked under. People are going to panic. They're going to go crazy. They're going to go bankrupt. You're going to have mass suicide. You're just going to see the most hellish stuff you can imagine. This is the real demoralization that's about to begin. And the biggest message I have before I give you my personal message here is to the people that serve the system, the yuppies, the trendies, the leftist enforcers, you're the biggest chumps of them all. You're the biggest schmucks, the biggest fools. And I don't say that with pleasure. I wish you weren't so delusional. You think you're part of the ruling class. You think you're part of the eugenics takeover. You think you're part of the winning team. You are anything but that. You are the weak traitors that actually chose to join this evil because you were seeking out power. And the only thing you're going to get is a front row seat to your own destruction. And a lot of you, the good news is, have finally figured that out. And I do not take the situation we're in with any silver lining that it makes me a lot more credible and makes InfoWars explosively popular. It's disgusting and sick. It's like saying, don't pour gasoline on yourself and light it. Don't pour gasoline on me and light it. You'll burn up. And you go, oh, BS, pour gasoline on yourself, strike a match, light yourself, and go, oh, my gosh, you were right, as you burn up. There's zero enjoyment in it. It's nothing but pain and nausea. But I get the desperate calls from the people you'd think are in the establishment, and they're not. And even the people you see out there that are worth $150, $160, $170 billion, they're still just front men of the spirit, and they're compartmentalized. And they're going along with it, believing they're going to end up winning, but they themselves are fools, and they're starting to figure this out. Once this black hole of Satanism and destruction turns on, it sucks everybody down into it. There is no escape for those that have openly, publicly, willfully served this. Yep, New York City will have COVID checkpoints at key bridges and crossings. It's being announced. Print that for me. 1 hour ago. They're announcing a global ID run by China and the international airlines to track you in real time and give you a blockchain code and cash back if you take the injections. And Klaus Schwab says he's preparing to merge us with machines, and they're calling it the fourth industrial revolution, and they're announcing that we will be GMO creations. It's not a science fiction movie. It's not a Cronenberg film. It's the real world, 2020. God help us all. So this is the end, my friends, my only friends, of their elaborate plans, the end. Because their elaborate plans are the end of all of us, including them.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The horsemen are drawing nearer. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are back live, and let's get right into the meat and potatoes here. Next segment, I'm going to show you from a decade ago, UN Rockefeller Foundation funded cartoons for British children shown to them in compulsory state education. These are shown to 6th and 7th graders, describing the exact lockdown we're now currently under. And then I'll show you how the Rockefeller Foundation and the UN funded it. The names, the people, everything. So you understand, this has been long thought out, long prepared, all the big banks, all the big families, all the big money. This is their takeover with Ted Turner and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and all of them, Warren Buffett. To shut down the free market capitalist society, they say to save the earth, but really it's to give them total power and control when they live the most opulent lifestyles and have all these children. They're the elite, though. It's you and I that are supposed to die. And all of the beta testing and the tens of millions of autistic young boys and all the cancer rates exploding, that's all just the beta test. Now the lockdown is going to be permanent. It's only going to get more restrictive. And they say, even when you take the apps, even when you take the shots, you won't be able to travel unless we say so. There's a photo of Fauci 15 years ago with Tom Brokaw, George Soros, Barbara Walters, Brooke Astor. That's Anderson Cooper's lady, mommy. Irene Diamond. All the media, Bill Moyers, Ted Turner. It's called the Good Club. Look it up. And it believes in world forced depopulation. In fact, maybe I missed it in my stack, but I sent the producer last night at about 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep. A bunch of articles about the Good Group and billionaires meet in secret to discuss plan for depopulation. Can I have those for next segment? Thanks. So, we've talked a lot about this, but the point is, we're here now. And with it comes the censorship. With it comes the disappearances. With it comes the arrest. With it comes all the control. And so let me just show you, before I get into all the election fraud that's coming out and what's really happening with the Trump campaign, and is he really giving up, and did he, by giving in to giving access to the Biden transition team people, did he really give up? I'll give you the breakdown on that. Start of the next hour, we have a special guest joining us, but Trump tweets he'll never concede to fake ballots and domain after greenlighting Biden transition. What's really happening there? Well, I've talked to two of the highest level Trump lawyers involved in all this last night, and they gave me the inside skinny. which I already knew, but which I'll be getting to. But let's go ahead and go over these globalist headlines for you right now, just to give you an overview. New York City will have COVID checkpoints at key bridges and crossings. They will grab people out of their cars and buses and take them to testing sites to provide education and quarantine. So that's martial law. That's the secret police. But, oh, it's because the little COVID computer, the rapid test says so, that they can turn up to make anybody positive they want, and then you're disappeared, and then they send you to a special political area. New York's already tested it. The leftists have your name. They chain you down. They put a tube down your throat. They blow your lungs out. They kill your ass. The new guillotine is the ventilator. And that's why, like, we need the ventilators for round two and round three. This is their plan. They already killed over half those that died of COVID in the nursing homes, murdered them, wouldn't let their families in while they brought patients sick with other diseases in who were healthy but asymptomatic to kill them. All tested. Now they're going to upscale it again and again and again. If you go to one of these centers, they will kill you. Not your average hospital, but the special COVID centers are leftist execution docs. And they've had the doctors and nurses go public that, man, they would grab homeless people, take them who were healthy, stick a tube into their lungs, and kill them. Within a day, they wouldn't even wait. They'd kill them fast. People that didn't even have fevers, they murdered them. And Xi Jinping used it as a cover to grab political dissidents in China. And it came out they did that as well. You didn't die of COVID. They kill you with you chained down, blowing your lungs out. And they get off on it. Reportedly, they walk over and laugh at you when you're chained down. They're going to kill you and your family. God, they love it. God, they love it. It's just so fun for them. It's so enjoyable for them. Let's continue. Millions stick to Thanksgiving travel plans despite warnings, AP. Despite all the lying, exaggerating, deception, and fear-mongering by the corporate media. Oh, but Global Transport Body developing Travel Pass app to link proof of vaccination to passports under the direction of Chinese dictator Xi Jinping. Oh, Chinese President Xi proposes global health QR code tied into the airlines and transport hubs. David Knight covered it this morning. Did a great job. Gates ID 2020, blockchain slavery, and permanent lockdowns. And when we come back, 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 9 years ago, they put out the reports at the UN and the Gates Foundation and the, of course, Rockefeller Foundation. We'll show it to you. Plantopolis City is already being tested in South Korea. Globalist bid to ban cars, part of Plantopolis agenda. Cloward and Piven strategy, part of it. I'm going to show you the mega cities on the move report. Now it's funded by the UN and by the Rockefeller Foundation. We're going to show you exactly how they're going to protect you and your family real good. And how they're going to get rid of the cars and make you ride those trains where there'll be the nice little checkpoints and the police officers with the little robots that come up and look like a Dalek out of Doctor Who. And there'll be armed cops behind them and they'll shove a swab and, oh, here in the database, you go bye-bye to a secret COVID facility staffed by Antifa doctors. Just like it's being reported that all over the country was Antifa running the machines in Michigan and in Georgia. They had Antifa tattoos. They were threatening poll watchers, kicking them out, because it's their time now. Just go with them to the facility and let them kill you. They know best. FBI. Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JPMorgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the hero sheep that wear the mask to go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sites. They've exploded in popularity as Fox News betrays their viewers and as people realize that I wasn't fear-mongering, I was telling you what the globalists were actually doing. So if this was my last broadcast, and I hope it's not, but we're in that territory now where they can just shut everything down. Once Biden gets in, they are going to absolutely hammer this country and every other Western nation. They're going to open the borders. They're going to bring in unlimited third world populations that are fleeing the collapse that the COVID lockdown has caused. It's all in the news, just as we knew they would do. This is 21st century modern war. And until people realize it and wake up to it, and until we get state governors and local leadership to rally and say no, things are just going to get worse until then. But we are domesticated. We've been prepared for this. We've basically been acclimated to live as prisoners, and now we're going to go from minimum security to medium security and into maximum security and then into death row. That's how this operation unfolds. So let me show you some headlines here and hit the key to all this. In the next segment, I'll tell you what's really going on with the Trump campaign, with the big developments there, with Pennsylvania and Nevada together just now, coordinating, of course, certifying the fraudulent election of Joe Biden, which means nothing in reality but something big to the public. That's next segment. But first, overhead shot, please. Billionaires try to shrink world population. Wall Street Journal. London Guardian has the headline. Billionaires meet in secret to curb overpopulation. They're called the Good Club. They want to save the world by reducing the population by 80%. Ted Turner says down to 300 million would be ideal. That's even less. Why Silicon Valley billionaires are prepping for the apocalypse in New Zealand and saying a global collapse is coming soon because they were engineering it and getting it ready, calling it COVID-19, which they say was caused by climate change. No, it was cooked up in a lab by Fauci and Gates on record. Top billionaires hold secret meeting, NBC News. Meeting of America's richest about need. And they say they need to get rid of us. Now they say they're actually creating a post-human future. Wall Street Journal. It goes on and on. Billionaires are fleeing to their doomsday bunkers. They've been getting ready for a long time. So this has all been planned out. It's all been prepared. And then when the former Pfizer chief scientist comes out and says basically COVID's a giant hoax, almost all the tests are fake. As they escalate the test, they keep saying there's more people with it, but less death. Well, that gets censored off the internet because you can't be a former chief scientist or one of the top big pharmas and tell the truth. No, Bill Gates says no. And now millions stick to Thanksgiving travel plans despite fear-mongering by big pharma operatives in white coats. New York City setting up checkpoints to grab people and take them to the forced testing facilities. To set the precedent, oh, you're a poor person we grab out the street or off a bus. Oh, you're going to a quarantine center. And then the public, it's used to that, and the next, it's you later. Global transport body developing travel pass app to link proof of vaccine to passports. The total cashless society system. Xi Jinping proposes it. A week later, all the big airlines say they're going to do it. So let's talk about what this is and how we fight it and how we stop it. This is from Plantopolis, put up by the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago. Here's our articles at Infowars.com. Plantopolis, city's already been tested in South Korea. Plantopolis, Cloward and Piven, they collapse all the other industries, all the other businesses, then force you in to the Plantopolis cities where, quote, everything's free, but you've got to become sterile. You've got to be injected. You've got Charlotte Esberall. She is a senior advisor to the United Nations. She put out this video along with the Rockefeller Foundation. Heather Grady, president of the San Francisco Office of Rockefeller Philanthropy. It goes on. They put out the megacities on the move and how that all unfolds. And the UN telling us we can't have our Thanksgiving. These are true monsters. Let's go ahead and go to one of the dozens of Plantopolis videos shown to school children in the UK and Europe, produced by the UN. Here it is. Forum for the Future. Action for a sustainable world. People travel to cities of the future. Megacities on the move. Your guide to the future. Sustainable urban mobility in 2040. Plantopolis. One of four possible scenarios in a world of fossil fuels and expensive energy. The only solution is tightly planned and controlled urban transport.
Rations.
Global food rations. Welcome to Planetopolis. So they got to shut everything down to cause the chain reaction so they're the global savior.
I'm so glad you're on time. I'm V. I'm looking forward to showing you around Planetopolis today. My husband works from home. He's a virtual engineer working on one of the city's desalination plants. He controls the robots who do all the important maintenance. I think he basically plays computer games for a living. Are you ready to go? Have you got your calorie card open on your smartphone? I registered your visit with Slick Travel Corp the other day, so they've allotted you a journey time to match mine. It makes so much sense, doesn't it? Switch off brain and go to work. With this many people around, I'm glad there's a mega computer in charge. We're so lucky. Our kids were allocated a school quite near my practice, so I can drop them off on the way. It saves on our calorie ration. Well, it won't be long until the little darlings get their career announcements. They've been working so hard, so I'm sure they'll get something good. Not that there's anything wrong with fixing carbon scrubbers for a living or anything. Are you hungry? Let's pop to the market as we're passing. Right, what's on the menu this month? No, not meat. It's not your birthday. The Global Food Council are doing a really good job of keeping food production going. I mean, you don't get the choice you used to, but we're better off than most. I think it's probably easiest to walk from here. You barely see a car in the city centre nowadays, unless you're rich. Well, the state knows they just aren't practical anymore. We're all trying to meet our global carbon deal. Electric bikes are so much better for getting around our neighbourhood. And why waste valuable space on car parks when you can use them to grow food? I don't care what you say, Alex. They don't deserve to live in that ghetto. They are completely disconnected. No high-speed transport system, no new internet. They miss out on jobs and many essential services, too. Oh, hi again. What a day. I had to make an emergency visit to the Cry Freedom ghettos. I mean, I miss my sister like mad, but I'm glad they went when they moved to New Amsterdam. They're safe from climate change on the floating city. That must be her now. It's much easier to meet up with friends virtually now. Well, so many cities have banned cars in central areas. Ooh, looks like she's got some juicy gossip.
You don't see your family anymore. It's all virtual. And, well, you got the UN Food Council. The UN launches the hoax, causes mass starvation, and then they were going to organize the third world that's going to flood us into new treaties and agreements where we waive all of our rights and accept a central computer, like the Zeitgeist movie, that's run by the UN and programmed by the globalists. I mean, this is it. This is their war, their attack, through the media, through the culture. If local governments don't rally, if you don't rally, if we don't point out that this is a violation of the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, and common sense, and start calling for the arrest and incarceration of Bill Gates and these globalists, we have no future. It must be rejected like poison that you vomit out. You take poison, you know it, your body throws it up. You hold this down, you die. Throw it up now, get it out now. Say no now. Seriously, folks, this has all been pre-planned. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
That's not true, but that's what they teach in advertising. But somebody who's taking five hits of LSD and is up on a 30-story building without a parachute and thinks they're a bird who jumps off, they may be delusional for the 20 seconds, whatever it takes them to hit bottom. But when they hit the bottom and they smash like a tomato and their brains and guts are all over the ground and their head knocks a big crack in the concrete, and their brain shoots out about 30 feet and bounces off the back of a car. Perception is not reality. So I'm going to shoot you straight right now, because what I'm telling you is the truth. You just saw a UN Rockefeller lockstep plan put out 10 years ago when they put lockstep out on paper saying what you just saw with the woman in charge. She doesn't ever get to see her family. She can't travel. She gets meat once a year. Her husband's hooked into a robot machine. Her kids have chosen for them what they're going to be, what they're going to do. That wasn't some cartoon made by George Orwell saying, oh, this is terrible. They're saying this is good because they're showing children that. I remember 15 years ago, they had Time Magazine for Kids. A listener mailed me a copy. I probably showed it on air 50 times, then lost it. Somebody's got a copy of it, sent it to me. Like 2005, 2006. And it said in there, you belong to the future, not the old evil future of your parents. You're going to take microchips because you're stunning and cool and stunning and brave. Words like that. Don't be like your parents. Take the chip, not just under your skin, but in your brain. Think of the subversion. So that now that your child's an adult and they hear about brain chips from Klaus Schwab, they're already comfortable with it because they've been preconditioned. Back at an early age, the system teaching rebellion in their children against their parents because you don't want Klaus Schwab's Neuralink. It's all peer pressure. Oh, it's so cool. Get your brain chip. We're going to have kiosk now at the mall where you just go and you sign the waiver form and a robot puts a chip in your brain. That's not Alex Jones saying that 20 years ago. That's in the news now. That's happened. And because the people don't have any operating system, any consciousness, because they're not hooked into God anymore, they've been cut off from God, they will just download whatever they're told by the system. But when you actually read what Klaus Schwab, what Ted Turner, what Bill Gates, what Prince Philip, what Prince Charles says, they believe they're humans because they control their mind and know what's going on. They believe you're an animal because you don't stand up for yourself. They believe that they have a right to kill you. Now, if you're a new listener and you're like, this guy's pretty far out. No, I'm not the far out one. Why don't you just type in Ted Turner depopulation, and you'll see his quotes in Forbes magazine and in Fortune and in CNN. Just type it in. Click images, too. They'll have memes with a quote. Saying a population of 500 to 300 million would be ideal. He also put that up on his Georgia Guidestones. So we can talk about the election, and we can talk about Trump, we can talk about the New World Order. Now there's another quote. A total population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. I found quotes of him in the 80s saying 500 to 300 million. That's why they put 500 million on the Georgia Guidestones. But you notice as you get along here, first it's just curve population. Then it's, oh, let's get it down by 70. Then it's 80. Then it's 90. Then it's 95%. When you get up to the higher level accolades and the higher level orders of this, they say, hey, we're totally getting rid of all humans. We're following a transmission from an advanced civilization. It's interdimensional. It tells us, it gives us the plans. If we kill everybody, we get to live forever. If we don't, we're dead. But we're going to merge. They gave us the blueprints. We believe it. We're going, because they are in contact with aliens. It's interdimensional. And by the way, you're like, God, you sound crazy. No, no, no. This is what they believe. Notice they don't make fun of me in the news saying this. This is what they're getting all this. Darwin had hallucinations, Charles Darwin, and was given the theory of species. Galton, his other family member, they would have seances and take drugs, DMT. And they would come up with this. I mean, look at this is in mainline history books. You got to dig, but it's there. So they did black magic rituals 170 years ago to come up with all this. And now they built it and they did it. And again, it's that cheesy movie, Species, where the big radio telescope down in South America picks up a radio transmission. And it's a genome. It's the DNA. And they make it in a lab and it breaks out and takes over. So you can say what you want. I don't know if this is real. I don't know if there's really an intelligence doing this. The Bible says there is. I'm just saying, as a scientific person looking at this, I know the globalists follow this. They believe they're getting interdimensional information. Just like in the movie Buckaroo Banzai, a great B-movie. They believe they're getting information over the ether to build this, and they've been being sent the transmission forever. You can go back to the most ancient civilization 6,000 years ago in the Sanskrit and the hieroglyphs, and they said, we are made up of a double helix of snakes. And, you know, they say that creatures came from the dog star, Sirius, to tell them this. And then they make the movie, you know, the new Alien movie's all about it. They are telling you all of this, okay? And so they got a transmission. They built it. And it says, kill everybody and I'll give you the final codes. Now, you know Satan's a deceiver. And so, obviously, they're not going to be given, Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates are not going to be given eternal life. But they're like ham radio operators, you know, getting a transmission from Japan or something. They're like excited, you know, and they've gotten this information. And that's really what this is. Just like the Bible says, there is a fallen entity out of our sight, but another dimension, that we have free will, that we're more advanced than, but we're in an embryonic stage, a larval stage. And if it can convince us to destroy ourselves, it will do it and take control and have us build its escape mechanism. And that's what this is. So you're not in a science fiction movie. It's not a dystopic novel. It's 2020. And you have the head of the Davos Group saying with the British Prime Minister that Bill Gates will head the G7 this year. And Xi Jinping is in command as well. So it's Bill Gates and Xi Jinping are basically, Bill Gates represents the West, Xi Jinping represents China and the East, and they're all simpatico, they're all aligned, and they've announced, we're going to put in your body an mRNA shot that changes your DNA and merges you with a silicon identity and changes you. And they're like, oh, by the way, you're all going to get sick when we do it. So they're even getting everyone ready, okay? And so it's on, it's on, it's on, it's on. And you can electrocute yourself. You can have your heart stopped and do it. You can take DMT and do it. Put that trailer back up, I'm telling you, to break through the other side. And boy, when they do it, do they break through. And in Buckaroo Banzai, the movie's telling you exactly what happens. When he goes through the wall the other side, he don't come back the same dude. That's why DMT and all this stuff is so dangerous. But before people even knew about DMT, they took it from plants and things that had DMT that broke down the DMT of the body. But the other thing is, again, being suffocated, being strangled, that also puts you into it. So that's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got a special guest on election fraud and what's really happening and what's going to happen with the campaign. And I talked to two of Trump's top lawyers, what they really believe. And I'll tell you, it's grave information, but you deserve the truth. It's all coming up straight ahead. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.